Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Garifuna culture refers to the unique blending of Afro-Indigenous people originating in St. Vincent in the Caribbean, a history shaped by colonialism. In the 18th century, Garifuna people were exiled by the British, which led to a migration to Central America. This culture is revered for its music, dance, and cuisine. And in the United States, Garifuna people have established strong communities in Los Angeles and New York City. Joining us to talk about Garifuna culture is Beth Rose Middleton Manning, professor of Native American Studies at UC Davis, and Zoila Ellis, founder of the Garifuna Heritage Foundation. Good morning to you both. It's really a treat.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Good morning.
What a treat. This is why I love Insight, because we get to learn a lot about such interesting cultures and people. Okay, Beth, I want to start with you. Many people are going to be learning about Garifuna culture for the first time and the heritage of this culture. What would you like people to know? Where would you like to begin?
Well, thank you for asking that question. It's very exciting for us to have Zoila Ellis here and to be offering the seminar she's offering on Garifuna history and culture. I think for us at UC Davis and Native American Studies, which takes a hemispheric perspective, it's important to think about Indigenous histories throughout the hemisphere, interconnections and engagements between Indigenous peoples, and interactions and histories between African peoples and Indigenous peoples. So that is the message we're trying to get across, this real history of diversity, and also to highlight the specificity of Garifuna history and culture.
Yeah, I mean, when you reached out, I mean, pitching this segment, letting us know about Garifuna culture, this is an endeavor that's like a decade in the making for you, right, Beth?
Yes, Zoila and I met at an Afro-Indigenous conference in 2012 in Toronto, where I was actually speaking about Native land trusts, and they were interested in protection of cultural places in the Caribbean and using conservation tools to protect those places. And then we began a long dialogue about how we might encourage education and learning about Garifuna history and contemporary issues. And we've been developing curriculum for UC Davis and also potentially for use in the West Indies.
Well, Zoila, that brings me to you because it's a treat to have you here in California and in Northern California specifically. You founded the Garifuna Heritage Foundation. What prompted this organization for you? Because it's nearly two decades in the making.
Yes, thank you for having me. I was part of the process. I didn't do it alone. I have to give credit to those who helped. But also, we in the Central American mainland on the coast, at the Caribbean coast, including Nicaragua, Honduras, Guatemala, and Belize, which was formerly called British Honduras, we were the basic, that's where the Garifuna resided after leaving St. Vincent. So let me backtrack a bit. Where I'm in St. Vincent, that was where everything was founded. And when I realized that there was really nothing left or hardly anything left there, it motivated me to start to work on the retrieval process. As I say, I did not start it because I can't claim doing everything that's been done. But the organization I did found was focusing on retrieval of the language, culture, all aspects of it, of the Garifuna culture, on this island, this small, tiny island that had really rocked the world in the 1700s because of the resistance of the indigenous people who later came to be known as Garifuna, but were originally called the Black Caribs. So basically, I thought it was important to get that heritage known to the world. But it was not just that process. UNESCO in 2001 declared the Garifuna heritage and culture as a masterpiece of the intangible heritage of the world, of mankind, as it were, of humanity, actually. And that led to a lot of increased interest in the culture. And, of course, support for retrieval in St. Vincent and everywhere else.
And there is a day of celebration and honoring called Settlement Day, correct? What is the significance of this day? And does it vary by country or where Garifuna people currently are located?
Yes. To tie into some of the history, the Garifuna people, we experienced a very difficult and brutal time in the 1700s on the island of St. Vincent, where we originally were, where the hybrid culture between Amerindian, called quote-unquote Carib, and African formed this culture called Garifuna, or Black Caribs as it was then known. And then after the expulsion, well, we resisted encroachment by the British and French colonialists, and there was a war, and the Black Caribs were expelled to Honduras in 1797. So that process was what marked the beginning of the migration up from Honduras to Belize, Nicaragua, Guatemala, etc., and of course, by extension, to the United States. So the days or the each community in Central America marks the arrival. They have identified a day for their arrival. So in Honduras, it's April 11th. That's the day, April 12th. Sorry, that's the day that the ships landed from Saint Vincent to Honduras, Roatán. In Guatemala, it's November 26th. That happened later in the history. And Belize, it's November 19th. And Nicaragua is also a date in November. Mm. So we really use that date to celebrate the founding of the communities, to plan events, to celebrate our history, our culture, and also to make known to the world that, you know, we are an important Afro-Indigenous community that have contributed to these countries, but also to the world in terms of its of our broader impact of the Indigenous culture. Yeah.
You mentioned that in St. Vincent, you know, that history, you know, as with most Indigenous cultures impacted by colonialism, I mean, it's at risk of disappearing and not being around. You know, how is the retention of Garifuna culture, the native language, where does that stand today?
Well, in St. Vincent, we're working diligently, the organization that I work with now, the same Garifuna Heritage Foundation. We are attempting various methodologies, retrieval efforts in terms of language retrieval, dance, music, shows, working with youth. One of the main supports has come from the work of the government ministries, culture, who have the government declared March 14th as the day of the first national hero, Joseph Chatwea. He was an Indigenous leader. He led the struggle in the 1700s for independence or for resistance of Indigenous people. He died, he was killed, but he is the only national hero of St. Vincent and the Grenadines to today. And on the March 14th, that sort of is the focus of a lot of retrieval events, efforts, information, public awareness issues, etc. But our work has involved inviting persons, groups from different parts of the different places in Central America where the culture is still alive and well to come to assist with retrieval efforts. And they have been, over the years, 20 years that we've been in existence, been coming and assisting in language training, dance training, music training, and just general discussion on the culture and in education and public awareness of the Vincentian national population as to what the richness of the culture that was formed there but is no longer alive there. So that's been a big part of our work to mobilize that kind of support. And we've had partners like UC Davis, Beth Rose and the University of California, Davis, have been tremendous in giving us some partnership and support. And one of the things we do is have an annual Garifuna International Conference. And that's on that platform, we've had, we've addressed many aspects of the culture from an academic perspective. And so we have been amazed at the level of support that we've received from various international universities whose students have done master's thesis, doctorates, etc., on the Garifuna culture and history to date. And we have, through that means, been able to network with the other indigenous communities in other places, Canada. We're now working on a linkage with indigenous communities in Australia, because the indigenous world is a global one. And although it does not receive much attention overall, it has formed the basis of many of the communities that and countries that exist today. And those communities in their various locations are working hard to build recognition of what they contributed prior to the colonial experience in those particular areas. So we have activities such as the conference, we have festivals, and we have local activities in St. Vincent, but also regional and international linkages.
And that culminates here at UC Davis. And with that, that is all the time we have for this conversation. Zoila, it was a pleasure. It was great to see you in person.
Thank you for having me.
And we're just skimming the surface, right? Because you're going to be diving into this, Beth Rose, at UC Davis. So thank you for reaching out to us. It really is important and long overdue and fascinating.
Thank you for having us.
And that is Zoila Ellis, the founder of the Garifuna Heritage Foundation, as well as Beth Rose Middleton Manning, professor of Native American Studies at UC Davis. That is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. Have a great day. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.